107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Well, it's that magical time, Halloween. We have Constable Darren Fisher here with Stratford Police Service. Of course, we're going to be passing along some Halloween safety tips. Darren, it's good to see you.
Great to see you too, Jamie, and happy Halloween, and hope everyone's having a spooky but fun day today.
And dress warmly, because, yeah, there's some inclement weather for today for sure. Now, it's that special magical time of year, and Darren, you know, we often talk about Halloween safety tips for kids, parents, and motorists, but we again, I really like your emphasis on, despite the safety tips, or, you know, we want to keep safe, have fun.
Absolutely, yeah. Halloween is about having fun. So make sure that you're taking care of yourself, taking care of others, being mindful while you're on the road, so that everybody can have fun.
All right, but we want to play it safe as well. So you've got some safety tips for the kids heading out to trick-or-treating tonight.
Yeah, for the kids, and when you're dressing your kids up, just be mindful that it's really important to make sure that they can be seen. So whether they're walking down a not well-lit street or walking across lawns or across roadways, make sure that they have some kind of reflective gear, some kind of something that's going to help them stand out to people who are passing by in cars, or making sure that they're not getting hit by a car if they're crossing the road.
Exactly. And with this inclement weather, you know, we might have some extra jackets or extra layers of clothing that will be difficult to see.
What I'm guessing, Jamie, is that there will be a lot of puffy costumes.
Well, insulated costumes. But again, that's a great tip right there. You know, reflective tape, that sort of thing. It makes a difference. Or bring along a flashlight, something like that.
Yeah, carry a flashlight with you. I know that's kind of hard when you got your big bag of candy, but carry a flashlight or yeah, reflective tape is really easy. Just put a strip across your back, across your chest, and you'll be good at that point.
Sure. Any other tips for the kids to pass along?
I'd like to encourage kids not to go alone. So whether you go with a sibling or a group of friends or your mom or your dad, make sure that you go with somebody. You're always a lot safer when you're with a group of people.
And as you touched on earlier, again, pay attention certainly to the road safety and don't be crisscrossing across the streets. I know there's the excitement.
Yes. When you're going down the street, do one side of the street, then come back across the other side of the street. Don't go crisscrossing. I know sometimes you have that temptation when you see that one house on the other side with the light on, and then you go down a few more and that house's light is on. So, but just stick to one side of the road, then go back down the other.
Yeah, just to play it safe. And there's always that one house that gives away the best candy.
Yeah, so you got to make sure you hit them all.
Exactly. Let's pass along some safety tips that parents should keep in mind.
I think it's important for parents to, if your kids are going out on their own, know where they're going. So talk to your kids about the route that they're going to take, what time they're leaving, what time they're coming back. And just kind of keep that in mind so that you can kind of, in case something does happen, you know where they're going to be.
That's a really good safety tip right there. And again, you know, it's getting dark, or it feels like it's getting dark earlier and earlier. So you can certainly head out and have at least an early evening of it for Halloween.
Yeah, for sure. And I think another really good tip for parents is if you have younger ones, especially, make sure that your child can see and breathe well.
Yeah, because we haven't really talked about costumes, yeah, but for parents, that's something to keep in mind.
Make sure that if they do have a mask on, make sure that they can see and they can maneuver. And there's no trip hazards as well. I know we're kind of getting out of the police aspect of things, but I think it's important to look at all of those safety aspects.
No, absolutely. So again, we've got tips for kids, we've got tips for parents, and certainly motorists. We've got tips for motorists.
Yeah, I think motorists, just be patient, just be careful. Recognize that kids are going to be excited and there's going to be lots of kids out and about. So just slow down a little bit. And
be mindful of that.
Yeah, be mindful of that. And be mindful that, hey, there might be kids crossing the road where they shouldn't be as well.
That's right. And again, you know, yes, please do slow down, especially for Halloween, for the evening, because, you know, you've got the trick-or-treaters out, and heaven forbid that they're crisscrossing, but you need to be aware if you're heading out this evening, the trick-or-treaters are out as well.
Yeah, I think one more really important note is make sure there's nobody walking along your driveway if you're backing out of it.
That's a really good point. Yes, be mindful of that.
Be very mindful of that and go very slowly and just make sure that there's nobody behind you.
And again, as Darren, as you say, but have fun tonight. That's what it's
absolutely
all about.
We talk about all these things and it gets kind of scary at that point, but have fun. Have fun.
And looking back for you on Halloween, what were some of the, did you have some favorite outfits or some favorite costumes that you had?
I remember we had this really cool clown costume that had a big wig as well. And I think my family was more of the, I would make costumes. I wouldn't go out and like buy costumes. We would make some stuff.
So, oh, cool.
Yep.
Well, there you go. I mean, unfortunately, he's not wearing that costume today.
No, I think I'll dress up as a police officer today.
Fair enough. That's fair enough. And for all you do for our community. And speaking of which, there's a great recruiting poster out for Stratford Police Service if you want to become part of Stratford Police Service. But you look good in that poster there.
Yeah,
Darren.
Thanks, Jamie. It's good to get that out. And good to see that we're hiring a few people as well. So we're looking at both experienced and new officers. So if you're an officer working somewhere else right now and looking to be a part of our community of Stratford, St. Mary's, and Perth South, drop off an application. Or if you're interested in just becoming a police officer, learning a little bit more about what we do, give us a call and fill out an application.
Perfect. Stratford Police Service with Constable Darren Fisher, and have a very happy Halloween today. Darren, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jamie.